reform, advocacy, progressiveness,
radical, solidarity, ally, radical ally. And you're listening to Radical Ally, your go-to podcast for resources, community affairs, social justice issues, environmental and health well-being. I am your host and ally, Grace Alcantar. And it's a new year, and I know that we all have new goals, despite the fact that we are still living in times of COVID. And I believe that the most common goal that we all share is that we all want to lose weight. However, we all have a big challenge when it comes to losing weight. That's how do we maintain the weight? I talk to so many people who tell me that losing weight is already a challenge, but it's even harder to maintain weight and to keep it off. So why is it that we can't keep the weight off? Well, first of all, we have to dispel the myth that fat is what actually makes us overweight. We've been told for a long time that consuming fats is what actually makes us fat. But that idea is definitely false. It's a myth. And in actuality, we actually need fat in our diet. The only fat that you want to avoid is what's called trans fat. And you can see trans fat on any label, any nutrition label that you read. But again, how many of us actually read nutrition labels? It is very important to take a look at your nutrition label so you know how much fat or how much of anything is contained in a food item. And so what is it that actually makes us gain weight? In actuality, it is a diet that is high in carbohydrates and sugar. And I know that a lot of you guys are probably like, sugar? Wait a minute, I don't eat a lot of sugar. I don't eat pastries, I don't eat ice cream, I don't eat cookies, I don't eat brownies, things like that. Well, the hard part about this is that we have to recognize that there's a lot of hidden sugars. So what I mean by hidden sugars is that there are sugars that we find like in milk. We also find sugar in juice. And for a long time, we have been told that if you drink 100% fruit juice, it's actually good for you. Juice is good for you when the sugar is low. But then again, who bothers to look at the label of how much sugar is actually in that 100% fruit juice? 100% fruit juice does not have 28 grams of carbohydrates or 26 grams of sugar. Or added sugar, which is usually about 24 grams as well. And the worst part is that this sugar does not have any healthy fat, nor does it have fiber, which I will talk about later. And also, for those of you who tune into or go on YouTube a lot, which is I know a lot of people, I will also have a video about all this so that you can know what exactly I am discussing and talking about. So in simple terms, let's kind of go back a little bit here. So what do I mean by high carbs and high sugar? Well, carbohydrates, to put simply, I don't want to give you the scientific term. And I do want to say I'm not a scientist. I am not a nutritionist. But I am somebody who can testify to losing weight from reducing my intake of high carbs and high sugar. And so carbohydrates, again, like I said, are found in all types of foods. But the one foods that do have low carbs are vegetables and meats. And that's why diets like keto, the keto diet and Atkins and any other diet that deals more with consuming more fat versus consuming more sugar and carbs actually works. Because our body, again, needs fat. It does not need a high intake of sugar and carbohydrates. So what are some of the foods that we want to avoid that have a lot of carbohydrates in them? Well, we want to avoid too much rice, too much pasta, and as you know, desserts. And we want to stay away from things that are what are called refined carbohydrates. And again, breads and pasta should have these labels either on the back or on the top. So we want to avoid refined foods of any type. And again, I know that this can be difficult because also we are so beautiful as people. We are diverse. We come from different ethnic backgrounds. And so that makes our food so delicious and so good. But I know that me coming from a Mexican background, Mexican people do tend to eat a lot of carbohydrates. We will have our beans, we will have our rice, we will have tortilla to go with it. So if you are consuming a delicious Mexican diet, maybe cut out the tortilla and just have the rice, or just have beans and your meats and vegetables. So I talked about what to avoid. How about what to consume? Well, yes, you've heard it since you were a kid. Eat more veggies, eat more veggies. I cannot stress how important it is to eat vegetables. Vegetables are so good for so many reasons. First of all, they are low in carbohydrates. They're easy on the digestive system. They have protein, and of course, they have fiber. Fiber is also just as important as fat. Those two things are the things that keep our sugar intake low, and it also helps us to kind of burn those carbohydrates. So fiber is very important. And the other nice thing about fiber is that it helps us empty those bowels. I do talk to people that are like, gosh, I have a hard time emptying my bowels. And that is because you are not getting enough fiber in your diet. So I talked about those things, and I also, like I said, I want to show a video about some things that you can have in mind with regards to what I've been discussing. And so how do we know about hidden sugars, and how do we know how much sugar something actually has? Well, I'm going to give you a simple formula, a mathematical formula that you can use to figure out how much sugar is in things that you are consuming, such as rice or cereal or whatever it is that you're eating. And once you know that, it can help you make an informed decision if you would like to consume those foods or not. And I will have all of this and more right after this short song break. Stay with me. Just Dance by Patrick Patricios. And you're listening to Radical Ally. I am your host and ally, Grace Alcantar. So we were just talking about weight, and we were talking about what makes us gain weight. And I talked a little bit about fiber, and I talked about sugar, and I talked about carbohydrates. And I also mentioned that a high intake of sugar and carbohydrates is what actually makes us gain weight. So like I said, we need to have more fiber and more fat in our diet if we are going to lose weight and maintain our weight. So before I discuss our mathematical formula that will allow us to determine how much sugar is in a food content, let's back up again and talk about fiber. Fiber is very important, like I said, because it helps us empty our bowels, and it can also help us to keep our glucose levels, our sugar, from spiking. So that will help us a lot. So which foods are high in fiber? Well, you want to turn to things like chia seeds, beans, all types of legumes, of course, vegetables, And nuts have fiber. You can find fiber in these type of foods, and they will really, really make a difference when you consume them. And of course, the greener a vegetable is, the better it is for you. So definitely turn to those types of food. Fiber, fiber, fiber is so important. And now that we know what foods have fiber, and of course, I will try to present a more comprehensive list of this and refer you to some resources too when you go on YouTube. And of course, I'll add this in the description. And so, yes, let's get to it now. Let's get to it. We are going to talk about our mathematical formula. Yes, there is a simple formula that you can use to determine how much sugar is found in food, in all types of food. You will find this on the back of the labels that are on cans, that are on packages. Any type of food, by law, has to have a nutritional label. If you don't see a nutritional label, there should be a number of a company or of the company that you consume the food from, or you are getting your food from, that you can call and they can give you or refer you to the right site to where you can get the nutritional facts. So I want to talk about carbohydrates first of all. So the important thing to realize is that everything has carbs, and on a label you will see the carb intake. And the other thing too is that you'll see fiber on that label. And so when it comes to math, in order to determine how much carbs you are actually consuming, you want to basically take the total grams of carbohydrates that you see on a label and subtract what you see as far as fiber. So let's say something has 20 grams carbohydrates and you see 5 grams of fiber. You want to take that 5 away from 20. To give you 15 grams total carbohydrates. So that is what's called net carbs. Those are the carbs that you are actually consuming, your net carbs. So when you see fiber, that's always a good thing. The more fiber, the better. And what about sugar? How do we find out how much sugar is in a content of food? Well, it's very simple too. You also want to use a similar math formula. But the one thing I want to say, first of all, before we compute anything, is that it's important to understand what a gram is. So basically, the one thing to remember is that 4 grams of sugar equals 1 teaspoon of sugar. 4 grams of sugar, again, equals 1 teaspoon of sugar. Some things, of course, will have less than 4 grams of sugar, but that is the general formula. 4 grams of sugar equals 1 teaspoon of sugar, because it is kind of rare for certain things to have less than that. So that's the formula. 4 grams of sugar equals 1 teaspoon of sugar. So let's say something has 20 grams of sugar, and it also has 20 grams of added sugar. Very important to not miss the added sugar here, folks. So when you see those two things on a label, you want to take them and add them. You want to add 20 grams of sugar to 20 grams of added sugar, which will give you a total of 40 grams of sugar altogether. In order to find out how many teaspoons that item contains, you divide this number by 4. So you want to divide 4 into 40, or 40 divided by 4, and that will give you 10. So that means that this item has 10 teaspoons of sugar. That's a lot of sugar, actually, to be taking in one day. The key here, if it's just to put in simple terms, is that the more grams of sugar that you see, that means that, in fact, it has more teaspoons of sugar. So that is one way to determine how to figure out how much sugar is in an item. And with carbohydrates, again, you want to basically subtract the fiber from the total carbs. And if there's no fiber, then that is your total carbs. If there's 0 fiber, then your total carbs is the actual total carbs that you see. So let's say there's 10 or 15 total carbs in a food item, no fiber, then that's the actual carbs you are consuming. But again, if you do see fiber, you take away that fiber from the total carbs to get your net carbs. And again, I will put this in the description and I will have a video to show you how this is done again, so that you have this formula at all times to help you determine what's in a food. Because unfortunately, so many foods have hidden sugar that we don't know about, especially things like yogurt, ketchup, you know, things like that, that we have been told time and time again that are healthy for us, and they are not actually as healthy as we think, unless they have less sugars and less carbohydrates. Okay, so you're wondering, now that I know that sugar and carbohydrates or a high intake of these make me fat, what's the other reason why I should avoid them? Because sugar and carbohydrates are dangerous. That's why we should avoid them. It's very sad to me that in our society, it's become the norm to just accept that people naturally die from cancer. There is nothing natural about dying from cancer, dying from diabetes, dying from heart disease, or thyroid issues, or anything else, because a high intake of sugar and a high intake of carbs has been found to cause these diseases. In places where people consume less sugar and less carbohydrates, people are thinner and people don't have a lot of these diseases. I'm not saying they don't exist, but cancer and heart disease and diabetes is much, much lower in these type of societies. Japan is, I think, one example. The Japanese people still consume a lot more fish, a lot more fats, and they do consume less carbs and less sugar than Americans do. The average Americans get too much sugar in their diet. And that is because here we have been told that that fat is the culprit, and we have not been told that sugar is bad for us. And the bad thing too is that sugar actually stores itself in the liver. It's not something that we can burn. If you are consuming carbohydrates, the one thing to realize that if you are going to consume a higher intake of carbs, you want to make sure to burn them. But again, unfortunately, a lot of us don't have jobs where we are physical. We are actually behind a desk, or we are not moving as much. And so we are not actually able to burn those carbohydrates. But if you are, then it's very important to bike, to hike, to run, to do all those things. But that also means that you are working a lot harder to get rid of those carbohydrates. Whereas it is so much easier to just intake a little less. So again, I hope that this information is helpful to you. I also want to give you some resources. Gary Taubes, Good Calories, Bad Calories. The Case Against Sugar are two books that Gary Taubes is the author of. They're great books. Please read them. Please turn to them. That's another problem in our society. We don't read enough. And when you do read, you open up your mind, you become informed, you become empowered. And The Food Babe is also another one that I want to turn you to. There's books out there by The Food Babe. Vani Hari, I think, is her name. And she gives really great information about what foods to consume and the foods that you should not consume that will also help you stay healthy. Definitely, if you want to reach out to me, I will also leave you my email so you can contact me. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you're feeling. Let me know if this works for you. I am sure it will. This is the easy, cheap way to lose weight. And until next time, this is Grace Alcantar. I hope that this information will make a difference and help you lose the weight that you want to lose and maintain the weight that you want to maintain. Take care and many blessings.